B-Pod Studios.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping.
We're trying to connect with RJ Bell. Pregame.com, Fox Sports Radio. We're going to get him on the line from Vegas. There seems to be a little bit of a holdup. Maybe he's quarantining.
Oh, boy. Maybe he's like you.
I wonder if we're going to get the RJ Bell holiday basket this year.
Oh, I hope so. By the way, it's Finish Strong Friday, brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. When you think about ductless heating and cooling, think 128. Convenient to install, great rebates, and no duct work needed. Just visit call128.com.
Well, really, I want to go back to last year during the pandemic when I was told we shouldn't be sending things across the country from a highly populated area before we knew that the virus would be more, I guess, you could catch it more through the air, through air particles.
But now, because of supply chain issues.
Exactly.
Now, I'm just, I fear that we wouldn't be able to give you the same quality ingredients in the baskets that we've had in years past. So we're gonna get another buy this year on the holiday basket.
It's like you got 17 drunk babies flipping quarters while they're driving these freight carriers. They're all sitting in the harbor.
Oh man.
You better get on.
Is he up?
You better hook up.
I don't see him there yet.
Oh, I thought he was listening to us.
Working on tracking him down, it appears.
Five phone calls, and he's got a full voicemail. So
then we move on. I have something real quick.
What?
This sent to me by my Notre Dame peeps.
Okay.
Regarding Brian Kelly. Quickly, let me pull this up. So I'm sure you've... Hold on here. Come on. Where is it? You've heard the story about the assistant coaches that showed up at his holiday party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when Brian Kelly was the head coach at Central Michigan, he had two graduate assistants working for him, one by the name of Matt LaFleur, who is now the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
The other by the name of Robert Saleh, who is the head coach of the New York Jets right now.
Sure.
They said, how nice. We were invited to a party at then Brian Kelly, the head coach of Central Michigan's house. We showed up at the party thinking we were going to a holiday party. We were instructed to shovel the snowstorm.
No.
And park cars.
No.
And at the end of the night, go and return those parked cars. Robert Saleh said, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how somebody above us treated people that worked under them. And I will never treat people that way. Obviously, Matt is doing a great job in Green Bay. I will try to continue to do that with the New York Jets. Brian Kelly's a bad person.
Wow.
Well, that's a great way to get started.
Yeah.
I haven't even started. My wins.
Invited his
role.
Assistant coaches to a holiday party, or so they thought, but it was only to shovel out the driveway.
Correct.
And to be valets.
This was like when
it's like coming to America.
No, this is like Ted Knight and Caddyshack.
Why don't you come down to the yacht club?
Why don't you come down to the yacht club?
But at least he invited him to stay, and afterwards, why don't you stick around?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Pookie, you do the honor.
I mean, man. Yeah. Good dude. Really good dude, huh?
That's unbelievable. That's literally something out of a movie.
Again, like, where are the Notre Dame people defending him? They're not. They can't do it this week. They can't. We just get our asses kicked by Notre Dame fans.
Well, you don't know what I'm talking about. This guy's a great coach. Leader of men.
Keep getting that leader of men. It's all about him. I, me. Listen to how the guy talks. My wins. You know, my family. We're all here. Yeah. Good luck with that guy. I can't wait till Saban plays him. Oh.
I mean, I invite T-Bone over to the house for parties to watch.
You pay him.
to watch the dog, yeah. But we bring him up a tray of food, and, you know, he's got a TV in the room.
Give him a gift card, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a... What? Hello.
Well, best of luck, Tim. Doesn't look like RJ is going to join us today.
That's a bummer.
I'm still trying.
We're efforting him.
Efforting. Yep.
We have
Okay. I got other things we can go to. Number one is this. You've got to check out, and I didn't tell you guys this. I just found out about this a few moments ago. Thank you to Ryan, who let us know that you've got to read the Amazon reviews of Gary Tangway's book, The Arm in the Fall.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I
there's
need,
not
I
a
need,
single, re- there's
I need
not a single review
I need
that is not a five-star review,
right.
And they are wild. And I think a bunch of them have to be Tangway plants.
You don't know the story then.
Why?
You didn't hear Gary this morning with Toucher and Rich?
No. What did he do?
Okay. Gary went on to talk about his book on Toucher and Rich.
Okay. Good.
Rich, who said, obviously, I did not read it yet. Wallach read some of it. I think Wallach read 50 pages. Rich said, I'm just, so what I do when I don't read, so I go to the reviews. And there was only one review there at the time for Gary's book.
Oh, great.
So Rich and Fred,
doing this is a
TNR plant review. Like,
awesome.
Go over the top.
It's hysterical.
Whether you read it or not, I know you people didn't read it, but just give it glowing, over the top TNR type reviews.
This is awesome.
What do you have, Beetle?
One of the reviewers is called Hachi Machi, which is a favorite phrase of Fred.
I didn't see that one.
Have you ever wrapped yourself in a warm blanket after eating too much? Yeah, baby, I have. This book is a paper version of that warm cocoon nap, post-feast.
Awesome. Great work, TNR. Great work, Tangway. We got to go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. RJ Bell is with us from pregame.com, Fox Sports Radio. RJ, what's up?
So sorry, guys. So sorry for being late. But
no problem.
Ready to go.
All right, machine gun through these. Who do you want to start with, Beetle?
Well, we got to start with the game that matters most here in New England, and that's Monday night's matchup with the Bills. And Milliken, our in-house nerd, is all over this one. He likes the Patriots in this one. Who do you like?
At three, I like the Patriots for sure. So it's in between 3 and 2.5. This line's been dropping. The line was around a touchdown in the summertime. So, I mean, you could see net-net, even though the Bills have played fairly well, how much better the Patriots are than expected. And I think here's the reason. Buffalo built the team to beat Kansas City. And they're two high safeties, you know, make them throw it in front of you and have a long drive is what Kansas City struggles with. And we saw when Buffalo dominated them, they did a good job building for them. But the Patriots, Belichick, the genius, as I call him, was one step ahead saying, well, how do you beat that kind of defense? You go two tight ends, you go a lot of running, quick passes. So it feels like this team is built offensively to go against the Bills. And when you flip the other side of the ball, I mean, let's be candid. Josh Allen emerged last year. You think Belichick was spending any more time on any quarterback, any ball system than Buffalo? So I think the matchup is a big advantage. I think that Buffalo's strength of schedule was poor this year, and they're overrated. And I think even at three, there's value on New England.
Wow. All right. RJ, I'm riding the pride again this week. Lions getting seven at home against the Vikings. Don't you old boy me. RJ, there's 7-4-1 against the spread. And Minnesota is on the second of away games. They lost last week. I think it's another good spot for Detroit to continue their excellent record against the spread.
You know, I agree with you. I see 7.5s out there, too, which is even, you know, you can even juicier.
Love it.
Here's the thing about Minnesota. They play up or down to the competition. Mm. Now, as you know, analytics people, the advanced innovative ones, believe that most NFL teams run the ball too much. And what they believe is when Minnesota falls behind, which they do oftentimes against good teams, they're forced to throw it more, and that makes them more optimal. It's like they're forced to kind of improve their run-pass split because Zimmer has an old-school inclination to run the ball more. But if you are playing a team you're a touchdown favorite over, like the Lions, the Vikings naturally are going to run more. So I think, if anything, you're going to see a kind of a one-dimensional, low-variance game from Minnesota, which probably gives them a hell of a chance to win, but not a great chance to cover. So I would agree with the Lions.
Love it.
Oh, okay. I'm riding the Eagles, RJ. 7. They got to cover, I think, over the New York Jets. I just think the Jets are putrid.
Yeah, so Wilson, listen, you're getting the Eagles off a loss that they should have won the game. If you look at the stats, their stats were great. It's just they didn't convert, you know, a couple bad passes from Hurts. But if you look at Hurts over the course of the last 6 weeks, he's done outstanding. So one game doesn't make us want to jump off of the Hurts bandwagon if you're on it. I have been for a little bit. And let me tell you this. The wise guys, the biggest bettors in the world, have bet the most money on Philly in the last 6 weeks than any NFL team.
Wow.
The line moves just been running every game almost. And then on the other hand, what we saw with the Jets, not a lucky win, but Wilson wasn't good at all. So you got maybe the worst quarterback in the NFL. Eagles, I really like this. There's 6.5s out. You guys aren't getting good numbers. The 6.5, I especially like the Eagles.
All right, we got to shop them. We got to shop them.
We got to shop our lines, boys.
Come on, Louth.
Shop, get better lines. I know a lot of people are hot on the Washington football team right now because they've won some games. They're playing well, but this week they go to Vegas, and I like Vegas in this one. We got it at -1 for those Raiders. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so first, there's 1.5s out there.
There you go.
What I will say is,
well, one is better if they only have to cover. They can, you know.
Oh, you're with the Raiders. I thought you were going with Washington.
Okay, no, so
you
go with the favorite.
You did get the better number. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's why I kind of like what you guys like, but there's some sharps on the other side. So let's call this one a toss up. The reason to like the Raiders is, we weren't sure why they went into that swoon. Was it the compounding problems that were associated with Gruden and then obviously Ruggs? Or was it the fact that Ruggs off the field, not being on the field, took away the deep threat? And without the deep threat, the Raiders just are not the same offense. Well, last week Jackson became that deep threat, and they played really well against the Cowboys. So if we believe that was the problem and Jackson looks good, then I think Raiders are the better version of themselves than what we've seen, you know, prior to the Dallas game for a while. Washington at the start of the year literally had some of the worst luck, fourth down, third down, missed field goals. They just played a lot better than their point total. But in the last, since the Green Bay game, they've actually played very lucky. So in Seattle was a, you know, fairly an example of that game. So in general, I think you got a slightly overrated Washington team because of the recent lucky run, and a Raiders team that people are saying, oh, they've only won 2 out of the last whatever 5 games. But I think that Jackson being back or being a return to having that deep threat means a lot. So I would lean Raiders.
All right.
Anything else we missed, boys? Is there anything else that we've missed with you, RJ, that you think is worth a mention this week?
You know, I would say, looking at it real quick, I think a game to watch that is really fascinating is going to be the Chargers and the Bengals. Because if you look at this line, the line's 3 with some extra juice, you know, Bengals at home. The home field advantage right now is about 2 points. So this is saying the Bengals are a significantly better, a full, you know, point plus better than the Chargers. I think most people would disagree with that. So this is kind of one of those pros versus Joes. I think the pros think the Bengals are quite good and the Chargers are a little overrated. The public loves Herbert. So I'm betting a lot of the public's going to be on the Chargers and most of the pros on the Bengals.
All right. RJ Bell on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, pregame.com, and, of course, Fox Sports Radio National. RJ, appreciate your time as always.
See you, RJ.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, RJ.
Thanks. RJ Bell with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Zo, I've got uniform news for you for the Patriots.
This is big. Official.
Confirmed official uniform news as it relates to the future of Patriots uniforms. I'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You say dialogue, Zo says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
¶¶
Okay. The other day, UniWatch, uniwatch.com, they had a story from Paul Lucas, who is the source on anything uniforms in sports. He had a Q&A up that reported that about 15 teams will be adding new helmets in 2022 in the NFL, meaning adding an additional helmet into the mix because the league had gone to a one-helmet rule for some time. According to a tweet this morning from the Patriots Hall of Fame on Twitter.
Well, this is where a lot of this is based, too. From the historical part of it, how they've researched it, there's a lot of input from the Hall and people that work there.
And Phil Perry was at the Hall yesterday.
Oh, was he? Did he do the kicking exhibit?
I should leave him alone.
Kidding.
Are you?
No.
No.
Nope.
No, he's not.
Not at all.
Nope.
See you, Phil.
Continue.
He just left.
Still out in the hallway. Yeah.
Probably working.
No, he's right. Talking to T-Bone for some reason.
No, oh, he's like talking to Schmutz.
20-minute discussion.
Well.
Weird.
The reason why I mentioned Phil is because Phil had tweeted out a photo of a throwback Patriots white uniform.
Mm-hmm.
It said, we've been doing work from inside the hall lately, loving it, caught a glimpse of this beauty today, the best jersey they've had. Tell me I'm wrong. Dare ya. And someone named Nathan replied and said, why can't they wear these like once a year? And the hall replied and got on the chain and said, we will. The throwback jerseys, the red ones, are coming back in 2022. The last season they were worn was 2012. So the red throwback uniforms are coming back. Not the white ones, the red ones. Red uniforms coming back into the mix next year, and I assume that also...
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to wear white pants, white helmets.
So I understand.
Oh.
That would make you look like the replacements, pretty much.
So they're not going to bring back the old helmet?
I don't think so.
Why would they not do that?
That's my biggest criticism. Like, you got to get the other helmet. Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to tweak it somehow. The red's coming back. The red jerseys are coming back.
Just as another jersey in the
rotation? I think
it's
just as another jersey in the rotation. To
so that's going to be their alternate jersey.
Whatever combination you want to put together. Yeah.
And they're going to wear their current helmets with the red jerseys.
I think they're wearing silver helmets. That means, can you take your Flying Elvis off and slap a Pat Patriot up there? Absolutely.
Yeah, but the NFL has also rescinded the one helmet rule, which is why this...
But then you're creating an entirely new uniform. You know what I mean? If you do that. It's not like you're going to the throwback.
That's a throwback. You're wearing a throwback uniform. What are you talking about?
No. I'm saying if you keep a silver helmet and try and strip it down and put the Pat Patriot on in the stripes, that's completely a new, different uniform look. You got to put the white helmet on.
Like the Denver Broncos do.
Thank you.
Right. You've got the ability to wear the white helmet again.
Wear it. Just break them out.
I'd like to see the white helmet with the current logo on it.
Yes.
Some people have mocked that up and it looks really good.
What face mask? Blue.
Red.
Blue.
White.
White or blue?
No, you don't want to go all white.
I tell you what. Yes. The best helmet that I have at home is the old Patriot helmet with the white face mask. I have the one with the red. The one with the white really pops. Look at the old Tippett ones. Tippett in the heyday. White on white. White helmet, white face mask. Badass.
Yeah, I can see it. I'm looking at one right now.
Look at the Andre Tippett old photos. Just go to his photos. Google his photos, pics, and just scroll through them, and you'll see him with the white helmet, white face mask. It's a good look. White shirt, red pants.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's a little collegey.
Yep. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
What do you want? Red face mask, Beetle?
Yeah, he does. Yep. You lose in there. That's the Tommy Hodson face mask.
No one knows it as that.
I do. Lived it. Wore it. Love the white on white. Oof. Like that, huh, Hardy?
Oh.
Told you.
The Brady one there.
I just tweeted it to you, Zoe.
Holy moly.
T-Bone just sent one to our text, Brady.
Oh my God, that's sexy.
Red jersey with a white helmet and white face mask. Mm, that's clean.
Oh my God.
Oh. Uniform talk.
Wow. No, I'm serious.
That should be permanent.
Thank you.
What should?
The one you just sent to Brady.
Nope. Nope. No stripe. Get rid of the stripe on top of that on that helmet you like. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I sent you the helmet, so you take a look for yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, so red uniforms are going to be back in the mix. So they're coming back in some capacity.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. That's nice.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Man, check out Beatles' Twitter feed. That's
it's
nice.
Oh, Andrew Milton is back. Perfect time for this, guys. Called us earlier in the week, and I said, where's your harmonica? And now he's calling back with the harmonica, so let's hear it, dude.
All right.
Hey, guys, I'm going to... Gonna play a little harmonica song. I learned it this morning.
Okay, right.
What's the name of it?
All right, no, we'll try and figure it out.
All right.
Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love.
Not as sweet as you.
Very nice.
Roses are red, my love. Did you catch it?
Yeah, we did.
Excellent retention.
We were singing along at the end. That's
yeah, we good. Sang along.
I tried my best for you guys. I just learned it this morning.
It's really good.
It's like John Popper.
Have a good one, guys. Go UMass.
Thank you. Go UMass.
Like Blues I thought it was Blues Traveler where you're listening.
I was thinking it was Runaround at first. Why are you going to give me to run around?
Right.
Good song. Sneaky good song. Once upon a midnight glory, I woke up and I love my head.
That's it. With my sister, you know all the words, huh?
I wasn't even playing the song. He's just doing this.
In an eggshell on my head.
That's it.
Like a peep show recorder in a falling gift.
Yep.
Can't believe my eyes.
The moon.
The moon
and
in the
sister and the moon. Stop.
We got headlines, Beetle, please.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great job, Andrew. Appreciate that.
I thought that was My Country Tis of Thee at first.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you're wondering what games we get this weekend in Boston, the 1 o'clock game on CBS is Chargers-Bengals. That's one we talked about with R.J. Bell a short time ago. Most of the country will be getting Chargers-Bengals in the early game. And the early game on Fox, of course, is Tom Brady and his Tampa Bay Bucks at Atlanta.
Yes.
That's on Fox at 1 o'clock. The CBS late game for most of America. And the game we will get in Boston and in all of New England will be Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Ooh, black and blue game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some of you on the CBS early game will not be getting Chargers-Bengals. Western Mass will be getting Philadelphia and the Jets. And all of Connecticut will be getting Philly Jets, obviously.
The Baltimore-Pittsburgh one's going to be interesting for two reasons. We're going to see if Pittsburgh has any balls and can they affect Baltimore's path. And Baltimore looks like a team that they could be potentially teetering based on the play of the quarterback. So we'll see if he can rectify some things against, you know, a team that they don't like and the other team doesn't like them. That's a good backyard rivalry right there. Pittsburgh-Baltimore. I like watching that one.
Yeah. And the Sunday night game is Broncos-Chiefs. Always a good division matchup, despite the fact that the Broncos are not very good.
I'll be watching that one on a plane.
Yeah, that one is happening at 8:20 on Sunday night. That reminds me, Zoe, what's your deal for Monday?
I'm with you. I'm not leaving here till like 9:45.
Similar setup to the Atlanta week?
I don't know. Yeah.
Dennis and...
See how heavy I'll be breathing up there.
Dennis and company going to be putting you in a conference room somewhere?
Yeah, another great hookup. No, I'm going to do it for my hotel room. There's no conference space available.
Oh.
There aren't any conferences in Buffalo.
There really aren't.
Nobody confers.
Who wants to go to Buffalo to have a conference? Hey, let's go confer there.
I don't think Buffalo's a bad spot.
It's not. Hey, we make fun of
it. It's not.
It's a decent city. No, it's not. There's nothing good about it.
I mean, there's nothing good about it.
Nothing good about this. It's an annoying trip. Buffalo's an annoying trip because it's the tease of should we drive or fly? I mean, I would not drive it. I know Levin's driving it with the Channel 4 crew. Some guys do drive it. I think Giardi's driven it.
I would not want to drive it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that take? 7, 8 hours?
7.
Mm. Yeah, no
thank you.
No thanks.
Anything over 3, no thanks. Yeah. I don't even go to Maine because of that.
Well, you know what it is? It's 7 or 8 hours, but it's a crappy drive. There's just nothing along that road. You know?
Right.
A lot of nothingness on that drive.
And like, what do you get? Hey, I'm here. Yay, kids, look.
Like, to me, Boston to Philly, I'll do that. There's plenty of things along the way. You know? It can be terrible. It can kick your ass traffic-wise, but I'd still be more willing to do that than go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which traffic-wise is easy. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. 617-779-0985. Sean is in Munson today. Sean.
Hey.
Is he there?
Phone?
Oh, apparently not. We have a different Sean. Sean and... Oh, he hung up too. What's going on with the phones?
Phones are sticky here.
Huh. Okay. Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
Guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The 2 o'clock show constantly wants to give Belichick a bunch of grief. But if we go all the way back to last year, did anyone really think in their mind that we were going to have an NFL season, to be honest?
I didn't. I thought it had been shortened.
Right.
I never thought they'd pull it off. I never thought they'd pull it off.
Okay, so Belichick, by rolling the dice and not re-signing Brady, do you think that weighed into his decision, knowing that if we missed
the... No, that decision was made well before the pandemic hit.
Well, I was like Bill sitting in the office. You know what? I think I'm going to not re-sign Brady. Come on. Why do we have to revisit that today?
I don't know.
Last season, I want to put in the past and not have to think about it ever. I don't want to have to think about last season.
Well.
What?
No. RG. When you go back.
And if they thought there was not going to be any season, why'd they franchise tag Joe Tooney?
Right. Why am I going to guarantee a guard $14 million? Exactly.
Yeah. Sean is in Woburn. Hey, Sean.
Hey, bud.
Hey, one of you guys mentioned that Buffalo's no fun out there.
Right.
Buffalo, you have the balls. We went out and saw a bunch of Grateful Dead shows out there.
Yeah, well, that sounds like fun.
Better than any football game I've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could see a Grateful Dead show anywhere.
Yeah. Better than any football game I've ever been. You ever see a football game in Buffalo? They're pretty fun. That's what you go to Buffalo for.
Could see,
eat wings see and go to Orchard Park and go be with Bill's Mafia.
What are we talking about?
Worcester!
And we love Worcester now. Worcester! But how does that make Buffalo great? Because you went there and saw a good show.
Grateful Dead, the boot.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever your tastes are.
Yeah,
but you could get that anywhere. You could get that in 50 different American cities.
Hey, I went to the Garden in Boston. It was awesome, man. It was so good show. Boston's awesome.
Not sure I get that. Troy in Burlington says driving to Buffalo blows. Troy.
Hey, guys. So I just want to say driving to Buffalo is one of the worst drives in the world.
Why?
Especially if you got kids.
Why is that?
Why would you ever take a child to Buffalo?
It's not. Well, my sister lives out there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So it's not 7 hours. It's 9 hours. With
oh, Jesus Christmas.
But the only reason to go is subscribe at the BT Smokehouse in Sturbridge.
Okay.
So,
that's
all I got to say.
I took a limo.
What does that have to do with driving all the way to Buffalo? Sturbridge, you can get there in under an hour. What are we talking about?
I took a limo from Buffalo to here in the snow with a newborn baby and a dog, two dogs in a limo. And we fishtailed the entire way for about 11 hours. You want to talk about hell? And then we couldn't find formula. So we were landing in Logan.
Yeah.
The back wheels hit, and then all of a sudden the plane went whoosh, right back up. Airport closed as we're landing in a snowstorm coming back from Florida. They told us, don't get on the plane. I'm like, we're going home. Get us on the plane. We got on the plane. Two dogs checked in. We had to reroute to Buffalo.
So we were about to land in Boston. They couldn't land. They
couldn't find a rental car.
They abort the landing.
Abort the landing. Land in Buffalo in a snowstorm. It's snowing all across the east.
Hardy, you ever had an aborted landing?
No.
They're not fun.
Oh, it'll get your attention real quick.
It'll wake
you
up.
You never knew a plane could climb that fast.
Oh, like, man.
You got that gradual takeoff, and then, you go up, and then a little side turn, and beep, beep. Okay, we've now reached our cruising altitude. No, you want to reach your cruising altitude in about 4 seconds, trying to board a landing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Those things get vertical, man.
It had happened once. It was at Logan. I was coming back from JFK.
Why does it happen there all the time? Why would you shut it down and not allow an airplane to approach?
I was coming back from New York, and it happened like 5-6 years ago now. Holy crap.
Yeah, baby, you'll get right back up there, huh?
That's a jolt. That'll wait. That'll get your blood pumping.
Good times.
All right, let's get to the fake promos. The best of the first quarter of 2021. We'll do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
That's sweet. All right, today's takeaways, which are fake promo Fridays, the first quarter of the year. Since it's the end of the year, we're doing December. Brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Approved expense for both HSA and FSA accounts. Use those pre-tax dollars before the new year starts. Reserving your Wake 180 consultation today. Hardy said we whittled this down to 10, and it was a tough 10 to pick.
Yeah, correction on my part. I thought it was the first quarter. It's actually the first 4 months of the year, which makes it even more difficult of a task.
It's three months or 4 months there, T-Bone?
January through April, so 4 months.
Okay, okay.
4 months. April.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Let's hear best of.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Time and temperature is brought to you by Allstate. Allstate, stand by, stand by. These should be stapled.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give me the top five worst headline guys to fill in.
McCone is top five best.
He's outside the top five, right?
No way. He's the best.
I know. I'm saying he's outside the top five worst.
We don't have a worst.
We have a top headline fill-in guy, I would go McCone every time.
He's terrific.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yes.
Every time.
That's why.
It's great.
We love him.
And he doesn't care. It's great. Right.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So many good things to see in Worcester. For instance, Bancroft Tower. What a great tower. Oh, yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was when I was at my sickest. So when I was watching a show, I was sort of in a daze when I had the COVID. And I just remember that ringing, and I'm like, what is this crap?
What's going on?
What is going on? Yeah. Like, I'd wake up and fall, but I'd come in and out of consciousness, And that would be, bro, and they got schools. And
Matt Barley, baby.
The Worcester
Matt Barley,
Hills.
Greatest, according to his Moturn Media on Twitter account, greatest songwriter ever. 23,000 songs released.
I'd agree with that.
Worcester!
All right, next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Any other hotel tips for him once he finds a lotion? Is there a shoe shine bag? Can you lift the mattress and separate that from the box spring?
So if you lift the mattress...
That's why he was asking about the lotion.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know that lotion. One makes total sense to everybody.
Try it.
Use your imagination. Try it. Don't knock until you tried it. Any port in a storm.
Had like four people can make a wow. You nailed it.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Name one.
Fran.
Okay.
He's our head producer for preseason TV.
Okay, moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mike in Maine today. Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
You got caribou up there?
Caribou, hell yeah. Yeah, I live in the rural part of Maine.
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool to be on the air.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come on down.
I don't know if he's ever called back. Did he call back once?
No, I don't think he did.
Why would he?
Oh. After that.
I love that guy.
No, I think he did. I think you're right, Hardy. I think maybe the next day.
Yeah. He called like a couple times in the same week and then never again.
Middays at 10,
Zolak and Bertrand.
Southwest Central Mass. Sturbridge, Southbridge, Charlton, Dudley, Webster, Oxford, Auburn, Grafton, Upton, Northbridge, Sutton, Douglas, Uxbridge, Millville, Blackstone, Mendon.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That took over the show one day. Where does
Central... Over the freaking week, we couldn't stop people from calling us on that.
Where does Central Mass begin?
And end.
God.
Oh, that
people
was
are still
time.
Pissed.
People are still mad
Central
about that.
Mass begins at Worcester.
Don't. No, it
doesn't. Zolak and Bertrand.
Kim in Rhode Island. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes, are you
are
there?
You there?
We're here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, I'm here.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That made it through three cuts, just so you know. And I don't know, every time.
Yeah, I'm here.
I love her. Kim.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I wouldn't be able to sleep in my house if I had, what do they call those, atariums or yatariums?
I'm sorry?
It's not an aquatic one, for the fish. The aquarium.
Terrarium?
Terrarium, thank you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's spiders. Yeah.
It's not.
I don't want spiders. I don't want snakes. I don't want anything that can get out and find a way out.
I understand.
Fish would never find its way out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hardy, back me up on this.
I will.
Never knew for 15 years I've been smelling this guy's bush.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think we were talking about...
I thought you did the manscape.
No, different landscaping things that like smell bad, whether it was lilac or rhododendron.
It's the flowering burning bush that stinks. And also the cherry blossom trees are nasty.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
This week's featured drink is the refreshing cucumber mint giblet.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you know what it is now?
You've gone and ordered a giblet.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's a giblet.
No, it's a gimlet.
Huh?
Gimlet.
It said giblet. It was spelled G-I-B. Giblet.
Last one.
Oh, my God.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
This guy's not playing golf again. How can you tell? Because you can tell.
Remember, who was a lady from Connecticut had the chimp eat her face and they had to put it back on?
I'll be amazed and happy if you tie this into Tiger.
She didn't have a shot. I think Tiger has a shot.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brought it around, landed it.
What?
Who are you taking a shot? No, seriously.
Oh my God.
You got to push all your chips to the table. Tiger or chimp eating face off lady?
A shot at what?
Just a shot at being you, man. After that, she ain't ever getting that back.
Yeah.
He's got a shot because he's got money.
Yeah. She has no shot.
of getting back to playing with Augusta.
I got you back. 100%.
He died in the game.
He's pissed. He's leaving.
She didn't have a shot. I think Tiger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Back out to center ice with three. The Predators skated over the line right side, and listen to the Bruins fans here in Music City. Jeremy Swayman with the whitewash. A clean sheet tonight for the Bruins, their first shutout of the season. He stops all 42 Nashville offerings, and Jake DeBrusk gets the game winner on the power play. The Bruins have won each of their last four on the road. Your final, Bruins 2, Predators nothing.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's an agenda-free Friday. One of our opening takes is going to be Bruins-related, so we thought we'd play that for you to open up the show. Bruins win last night in Nashville. Jeremy Swayman with the shutout. Again, we'll give you an opening take on that in 1 second. I want to tell you first that agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. When you buy or lease your car from Bernardi, they have no agenda. They just want to get you the car you want with exceptional service. That's it. Find your next Audi, Acura, Honda, Nissan, or Toyota now at BernardiAutoGroup.com. The hounds have been released. You may fill the phone lines beginning now at 617-779-0985. As soon as you're ready, we'll take you. We'll fill that time with opening takes. As I said, Bruins will lead. Murray, go ahead.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.